What makes this night different than all other nights? We do well to ask this question along with our Jewish neighbors on this night when we celebrate the Seder Supper, the remembrance of the great Passover meal. But also, and even more importantly for Christians, we do well to ask this question on this night when we celebrate the institution of our Lord's Supper. Tonight is the night when the Messiah sits down at the table with his dearest friends and he draws them into his coming kingdom. The Passover meal was for the Israelites the meal that inaugurated a journey into freedom. It was a celebratory meal, but it was not only a celebratory meal. The blood of the lamb on the doorposts was a sign of release. It was also a reminder that the freedom the Israelites would experience would come at great cost. The blood of the firstborn males of the entire Egyptian nation. The Passover meal was a constituting meal. It formed these descendants of Abraham into a single nation with a shared future. Abraham's children were brought together into a people who were promised a land with a future where they could live together in peace, where they could worship the Lord their God. It is said that you belong in a new way to one another when you have shared a meal together. This Passover meal bound Abraham's descendants into the nation that would be tested and refined as they lived together the next 40 years in the wilderness. What makes this night different than all other nights? This night is the night when the Messiah first invited his dearest friends to sit at the table with him in the kingdom of God. As Jesus shared this meal that would become his body and blood broken and poured out, Jesus bound his dearest friends forever to himself and to one another. He bound them into a family. He bound them into his body. This is, as N.T. Wright observes, the meal to end all meals. It is a Passover with a difference. It is a liberation meal that ends in execution. It is a meal of triumph that pointed to tragedy. This is the meal that draws us again into deep truths. This is the meal that waits for us when, like the Israelites ready for their journey, the angel of death is at hand. This is the meal that sustains us as we wrestle with God over death and God's presence at death. This is the meal that gives us courage when we are confronted with the finite nature of our human condition. Unmoored from God and from the community that sustains us, the human heart is not infinitely flexible. We break so easily. This is the meal that brings forgiveness as we wake to the profundity of our brokenness. We are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We take part in receiving and promulgating a culture, systems and structures and norms that, if played out to their final end, inevitably results in death. This is the meal of liberation, and the liberation is costly. It is so costly. For the Israelites at the Passover, freedom cost the lives of all the firstborn sons of Egypt. For us, for our liberation from sin and death, the cost is the life of God's firstborn son, his blood poured out for us. What makes this night different than all other nights? As Fleming Rutledge puts it, we are drawn into a vision of Jesus, not soaring unscathed into realms of light above us and beyond us, untouched by human pain, but we meet him down on his knees on the ground in Gethsemane, weeping, abandoned, sweating blood, beseeching his Father, preparing to meet sin and death disarmed and unprotected, gathering himself for the climactic battle against your enemy and mine. In this supper, in the breaking of his body and the shedding of his blood, Jesus entered the gates of hell, and he defeated death. The powers and the principalities that do battle against us, Jesus has gone to the cross and has vanquished them. In the shedding of his blood, God the judge has taken the judgment for the sins of the world upon himself. What makes this night different from any other night? Tonight, in this meal, Jesus binds his dearest friends to himself. There may be many reasons that you came to worship here tonight, but underneath all those reasons, hear this truth. Jesus has drawn you here to him tonight. Tonight, Jesus counts you among his dearest friends, and he is pouring out his life for yours. Tonight, his victory over sin and death is now your victory. His resurrection life is now your resurrection life. And so we eat. Tonight, we share Christ's body and his blood that's given and poured out for us. We eat tonight, girded for the journey. We eat tonight as Jesus forms us into his body. We are a people with a shared future. This is the new Passover. It is the inauguration of a new people. This is the meal that celebrates the beginning of a new journey into freedom. And it is the meal that strengthens us for that journey. We will go into this new future together. Having gathered around this table and shared this meal, we belong to one another in a new way. We are family now. We are family whose new future and new life has already begun.